This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and mostly the paranormal this month, because, you know, it's October and it's fucking Halloween month, so that's what we do.
It's true.
We grew up in a house where there were decorations all over the fucking house the entire
Halloween
month.
Halloween decorations are one of the coolest things when you were a kid. Getting to drive around the neighborhood.
I was thinking about that yesterday.
Between that and Christmas.
You know somebody somebody teepeed the house across the street from Tonga.
Yeah. Really?
I didn't know kids still did that.
Fucking A, man.
As long as there's P to be T'd, they're going
to
TP.
She wanted to get the toilet paper. Right, she said, man, that's good two-ply stuff.
You're out there collecting it.
Yeah. It's a good idea. Up,
shit's expensive.
I guess it is.
Two-ply. Yeah.
So continuing on this month, we're doing listener paranormal tales, like personal experiences people had that are listeners of our show. We did a little bit with our show 2 weeks ago. We were doing the Redditor paranormal tales. And we had Maureen Bauer on last week talking all the psychic stuff with us, which was really cool.
Was that last week?
That was last week,
wow, seemed like longer than that. Okay.
Man, it really shook you down, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm already...
You've lived a lifetime in those thoughts since then, haven't you?
I don't know.
Nah, but this week, you got a whole bunch of emails and a voicemail that people have sent in, so we're going to go through those and listen to some of the fucked up shit you guys have all been through.
Yes. Some of it is fucked up.
Make me glad that I haven't had any number of these paranormal experiences, other than the one I've gone over a million times, which I'm
Ever
not doing.
You want to tell it?
Nope. Not this time.
All right.
Not this time. You shut up, Armand.
Have you ever
had any paranormal experiences in your life? Anything
no,
at all?
No, I really haven't.
Never once.
Nothing. Nothing like that.
Never thought
this stuff.
Saw somebody walk past the door. Or
no.
A weird shadow. Nothing ever.
What did I tell you at lunch?
Not at all.
How do you say LSD?
Yeah, I haven't inhaled all the hallucinogens.
So he hasn't had enough drugs, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
you've never done LSD, Armand?
No.
Oh, me neither.
Lysergic acid diethylamide.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Were you Timothy Leary?
No.
LSD? Isn't that kind of an outmoded...
I'm Owsley Stanley, motherfucker. Fuck Timothy Leary, that bitch.
Ketamine? Guys, do you ever do ketamine? That's supposed to give you a pretty wild high.
Not for me.
Nope.
Look at Eric over there. It looks like this son of a bitch has did some ketamine. Look at him.
Never.
He's got them ketamine teeth.
Nice.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
If he came into my ER, I don't know. Looks like evidence of a wet brain.
No, you'd send me out of there with Percocets.
Checking for alcoholic syndrome.
If I came to your office, you'd send me out of there with Percocets, Armand.
That's funny.
All you can handle.
Rubber. Never mind.
Let's hop into it. Who's doing the first one today?
Yeah, we have some good stuff here.
Well, hang on. We were going to reflect on last week.
Better than our athletics.
I didn't hit go.
God damn.
That's okay. We'll pull it off YouTube.
Again?
Every single time.
Again?
Every single
time. Fuck you, Armand. How many times have you hit it?
That's fair, too.
460.
We'll get it out still.
All right.
I wanted to pre-thank everyone that sent a story in and a voicemail and everything. Anyway, an email, all the messages, everything we got this week for this show. So appreciate that very much because we didn't have to do any research.
Yeah, right.
We did read everything beforehand.
Well, yeah, but.
Listen to everything.
Would you censor some of this stuff?
Nope.
Yep.
Good. Uncensored.
Nope.
Well,
censored.
We wanted to make sure the right person was reading everything, in particular.
Yes.
All right.
We have some stories. Never mind. Jake Parley, it was going to be the first one. Just Jake. Fuck. Everett, that's for you.
Hold on. Mine didn't start with that.
Yes, it does.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Hold on. I don't see it, man. Your stuff's out of order. You take
horrible
notes.
Mine starts with Jake, yeah.
Mine is not. Mine starts with a Facebook message.
Then you don't have the right sheets.
This is here. Look.
Maybe it's on the back of his.
How about I just get into my email where I actually have it at?
Here.
And read it that way.
Look. You have a document.
Yeah. See, this is where mine starts, too. It just says the name up there. It doesn't actually have the email.
No. We have the emails. He doesn't. That's why I printed his emails out for him.
Oh, well, I could have appreciated that. Anyway, this is from Jake. Spillman. In quotes. I'm guessing that's his fake name. I hope so. Anyway. Hey, so I don't believe in ghosts or anything like that, but I did have some weird shit happen to me at a hotel I used to work at. So the hotel I work at was in downtown San Diego. The hotel was constructed, but the owner ran out of money before it was completed. 19 of the 20 floors were complete, but we didn't have anywhere to be. We didn't have anywhere to be in our maintenance shop. We decided to make what was going to be the owner's suite out on our shop on the 20th floor. It had two levels. The bottom south end was where our shop and tools were and stuff were. The north is where we put supplies, and where the loft was our office. I worked overnights alone, but all of our shift had 1 hour overlap so we can pass down issues or whatever. So my coworkers and I were sitting in the loft hanging out. As his shift had just ended and mine was just started, it was about 11 p.m. There were two doors to get into our shop, south and north. South we had blocked with shelves. We heard three solid knocks on the south door. It's pretty common to hear the three knock thing. Oh, just call them in.
Sound effects.
I went out in the hall, through the other door, and didn't see anything or anyone. I went back into the shop and radioed the front desk, asking if anyone was on the 19th floor. No one was above the 17th. We went back to the loft and kept talking. Soon we heard three loud knocks again on the same door. Good Lord, Eric.
All right, we can imagine it.
It'd be more like...
All right, fuck you guys. See?
Okay, sorry, hit the effect thing.
His own laugh track.
We ignored it and kept on talking in the loft. About 15 minutes later, there were three more locks. So this time knocks, so hard that something got knocked off the shelf in front of the door. I ran out to the hallway, and no one was there. All the elevators were at ground level. I went to the stairwell, and there no one was there. I again radioed security, and they said for me to come to their office. On the video, as I came out the door on the other side, you could see a shadow move away from the south door about 3 feet and then disappear. There's a light directly above the door, so there's no way it was a shadow from a person. The hotel was a new building, and no one was killed during construction, so I don't know where this ghost would have come from. I worked there for another 9 months and never had another experience like this. Also, fuck you, Everett. Thanks, Jake. Now I see why Eric had me read this one.
Yeah.
No.
He has to say it himself.
That is creepy as shit, dude.
Okay, but now...
And there's two people that experienced it, so I always give more credence to the ones where there's more than one person.
Okay, but all of it.
And the security guys had, the footage showed that there was, like, something there. So
all right, let us analyze, though.
It was a crackhead.
Since it's a new hotel, nobody had died in it.
Think about it, man. The place
is one of the parameters.
Eight people died during the construction.
Right.
The ghost, I mean,
do we buy this? That a ghost they can't migrate from one
I'm
area?
I'm sure they can.
It's not up to me to buy, though. I mean, I'm not telling anybody their paranormal experience.
What if the fucking hotel was built on the grounds of another hotel or something?
Or an Indian burial ground.
Unlikely, but maybe.
I think more than likely, it was a crackhead trying to stay warm.
He said nothing was on the cameras, though.
Is that a prerequisite to have a ghost, though? Where actually somebody had to die there? The ghost can't move, house to house?
We don't know the rules.
I'm just asking.
What are the rules?
I want to know the rules.
Only few will get that.
Let me read Amy. Yeah, I didn't. But let me read Amy's, because now this one makes sense to me. Okay? Hey, guys, love your podcast. We love you, too.
Thanks.
Also love Joker, Smoker, Toker. Well, there's no accounting for taste. Yeah. And hearing you guys on Ocho's podcast,
fired.
Too. It really does seem like a bunch of friends. No, we're not friends. Hanging out like other listeners.
I consider you my friend, you dick.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just use you for computer glitches.
Hurts.
Maybe one day I can call in to the JST, well, I guess that's Joker, Smoker, Toker podcast.
That would be
so
it.
I can give a woman's perspective. Boy, you need one. Although I pretty much agree with you guys on all things marijuana, LOL.
That means lol. Or that's like laugh
that
out
mean?
Loud.
What does that sound? Yeah, what does that stand for? Okay.
It stands for laugh out loud,
anyway,
you old fucker.
I just listened to the most recent Reddit's Paranormal Stories episode, and you all asked us to share our stories. Here's mine. This is Amy's story. I won't give her last name. I guess we don't do that, right?
We do whatever we want, but no.
Okay, Amy.
No, just say Amy's fine.
Stalwart listener. But back in the day,
she doesn't have warts.
My then boyfriend. No, Amy has. Amy's clean.
You can't be for sure.
My then boyfriend and his family moved into a cute old house. I would spend many evenings there hanging out and doing teenager stuff. Wish I could remember what that was.
Yeah.
When I was there, I would notice it always smelled like cookies/baking throughout the house. I just thought they had some cool food-scented air freshener or something until one night I was there really late and I noticed it also felt warmer and the smell became stronger as you got closer to the kitchen. I asked my boyfriend about it and he casually told me, in quotes, this is a boyfriend, oh, this house was once owned by one of my dad's friends who had a daughter who loved to bake. She got into a terrible car accident and passed away a few years ago before they sold this house. Apparently, every night it smells like that. Unquote. I sat there, jaw dropping like, what? Are you fucking with me? Wah. She may not have said it like that.
She probably did.
Anyway, it's capitalized. Wah! And he said, nope, it's true. I asked his parents about it, and they said yes, and told me the whole story about her and how she was such a sweet girl and loved to bake for holidays, school bake sales, etc., and always tried out new recipes for her family. Every single night, it smelled like cookies because that was her favorite thing to bake. It was weird that it felt warmer in the kitchen, even though the oven was never on at those times and no air fresheners. Are they warm? Do they make things warm?
Ghost generally makes shit cold, but if it's bacon,
no, think of air fresheners. Does that make anything warm?
No.
Candles make it warm, etc. To be seen.
What candle warms a house? You know what I mean?
Not an air freshener. Okay. Now, I've always believed in ghost spirits and even seen some and felt a presence or two during certain times of my life. So I truly do believe their story to this day. Other people who had visited the house have said the same thing. Thanks for reading and, well, naturally, Team Armand.
Naturally.
That's aim. Naturally. Well, see, now that makes that ghost comes back and starts baking. Doesn't that kind of that makes sense? Instead of, you know, scaring the hell out of people, you know, you would do something that you would enjoy doing while you were alive, right?
That goes with the story you hear a lot of times about how ghosts don't know they're dead and they just repeat the actions they do when they're alive.
Okay, I'm just trying to make some sort of logic.
I don't know what the rules for being a ghost are.
I don't either.
You know, we don't know if they stay where they die at. We don't know if they know they're dead.
But let's say you died.
Maybe there are no rules.
I'd probably come back and end up in a weight room because that's what I like
no,
to do.
No, you would not.
Well, I wouldn't come scare you punks. Or I certainly wouldn't come fuck you. Like,
would.
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Yeah, you would.
Am I not your type?
I don't find you appealing. You're not very attractive.
Maybe.
Which one? If you had to do one of us when you were a ghost, which would it be?
Oh, man, that's a toughie. Ooh. If you had to do one of us, Armand, which one would it be?
God, no.
Or get done by, if that's your thing.
Probably Everett.
Yes!
I like him soft.
Son of a bitch.
I'm soft.
Soft and squishy. I like to put my head on his stomach and just go to sleep.
Damn.
No, but I mean, doesn't that make... Well, I mean, I don't know if there's such a thing as sense, but yeah, the ghost came back, starts baking, doing what it did in real life.
That makes sense
to
me.
Yeah, kind
of
does.
It's like a psychic impression that's left on the house of like actions past.
It's muscle memory.
Doesn't it make more sense like dragging chains and, you know, hanging around in a hotel in the 19th
But what if that's what the person liked to do when they were alive?
Right.
Drag chains.
Who does? That's what I'm saying. Who does that?
A guy
that
drag plenty of chains.
A sea yard. What do they call them?
Sea yard.
Seaport. Sea.
No, they have that hook. They have like a stevedore.
Yeah, well, they drag chains.
Do they still use those hooks? Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like an anchor?
No, they have that. Like remember that thing that has like a little stevedore's hook, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know what it's called. Look it up.
From I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yes, hold on.
I don't like dragging chains.
Hold on, I'm looking it up right now. Yes, exactly what it is. It's the one from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I knew what it was. I just didn't know what the name of it is.
They still use it? Yeah, because that's how you hold the box, right? You grab the crate with the thing, right?
Yeah, but yeah,
you do that too.
Yeah, but
you can do that too.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I've seen it in another movie too. Splash with Tom Hanks. They use those for those fucking ice and ice box and shit.
Similar to what you would use on bales of hay as well.
Imagine that. I just said that literally.
Well, I was reading the chat. So
anyway, who's next? I think we have
Ryan's really. Ryan's really cracking him here. Whatever his safe word is. How does that go? Like, is that when you're doing bondage stuff? You got a safe word? Is that what he's
why
talking
are you asking
about?
Me?
Yeah, you would know.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I mean. You're just assuming I'm into that shit.
I would
assume. Okay, Ryan, would you define safe word for us?
Yeah, whenever shit's too deep and you got to let them know that.
Nasty. What? Too many syllables, Lar.
That's a man titty.
I know what that is. Lar's joke. It's funny.
A man titty.
It was funny. All right.
We got to go next.
Okay.
Next email, mate. It's a British lad.
Thanks, Andy.
Name Ryan. Everett, you have to read it like this for him. You make him feel at home.
I'm not going to do that.
You have to make him feel at home.
He probably feels at home because he's at home.
Oh, good point.
Everybody's at home in this show.
This is Ryan.
Okay, Ryan. Oh, good. Ryan's right there. Okay.
About 10 years ago, while on a ghost hunt, the group I was with decided it would be a good idea to send someone on a lone walk through an abandoned museum cellar.
Right.
Not going to be me.
Cellar, C-E-L-L-A-R?
That's correct. Okay. Not a person who sells museums.
Right. Or abandoned.
You don't walk through a person who sells museums.
Well, I'm listening. I'm not reading.
Me, being the ultimate badass I was, volunteered to go by myself in total darkness with nothing but a small torch and a voice recorder. In the UK, a torch is a flashlight. So
yes, that's correct.
Eric, they're not running around with a...
Yeah, he's not right.
Mate, you don't know that.
You got a torch in the boot.
That's right, in the trunk.
Right.
I set off down the stairs and into the cellar itself. The air felt very thick. Now, I felt I was being watched by a number of people. As I made my way through this massive place, I could hear movement ahead and behind me. So then I tried calling out to spirit and waited for a reply. Nothing came of that, so I tried to get a spirit to throw something like a pebble or even touch me on the shoulder, and once again, nothing came of this. With it being so dark, I was standing in a nothingness, and all of a sudden, I radioed my group asking if they had power upstairs. Hearing no responses, I was way more annoyed than anything and decided to try to make my way back and of course I gotten lost. While trying to find my way back, the temperature dropped considerably and the room started to feel so much smaller.
There we go.
I tried calling my group again and all of a sudden I was struck in the left shoulder with what felt like a spear or something similar. Shit.
Oh God.
The object made an actual clanging noise as it bounced off of me and hit the floor.
Damn.
The impact took me off my feet, and now feeling like an ass, I tried getting up but couldn't move. It felt like my limbs were so heavy and I couldn't lift them. I tried looking around and I saw what looked like a very tall figure, like a stick man, except even more thin, incredibly tall, and even blacker than the darkness of the room. This is creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
It was just standing over me as if observing me, but I don't know why. I couldn't make out a face. It was as if it couldn't be seen except for out the corner of your eye. That's creepy. All of a sudden, I could move, and the figure sort of vanished. Then the lights came on in the room, which hurt my eyes like hell. After what felt like forever, it was only 10 minutes in the dark. My group explained later on that they turned the lights on because the CCTV in the cellar started acting funny, and they couldn't see me.
Wow.
I asked if they caught something on tape or caught me on the floor, and of course they didn't. That's one of the experiences that sticks with me to this day, and as I will never forget that, your black figure. Hope you guys enjoy, and I apologize for my shit grammar. Thought your grammar was fine. Your story is quite creepy, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that one's harrowing.
I hate to, every story we're going to read today is, I'm going to preface with saying, if they're telling the truth, you know what I mean? Because any of these people could be making this up.
I don't know about that. Would you go to all that time?
I don't think they would.
That's a very fertile imagination, fecund.
Exactly my point. Like,
if he made that up, that's pretty good.
I don't think he did. That's what makes me think, fuck, people are living some weird fucking shit going out there. And you know what I was thinking too over the weekend? That the people who listen to our show and are into these type of experiences are probably into them for a reason.
Because they've had them and they want to explain them these experiences and relate to people that...
Yeah. Exactly. Other people see other people.
That's why it's called a community.
Well, thank you, Mr. Condescension.
So I guess you're implying that most of our listeners are not, say, physicists or scientists.
No, not at all.
Just because you're a physicist doesn't mean you can't have had a ghost event, you know.
Yeah, paranormal experience, man, anything.
Well, I don't know how many podiatrists listen. I don't know. Of course,
at least one.
We're not very scientific.
That's true.
I don't think we're relating medicine. Into that at
Witch
all.
Witch doctors.
Which, that's correct.
So the next email is from Hannah.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, we appreciate
that
it.
That was a scary
mate,
story.
That was solid. Solid as shit, mate.
Anyway. Good Lord.
Do a script on that one.
See, this is the other guy.
I'm going to steal that one.
I fucking told you. anyway, from Hannah. So I've had several paranormal experiences in my life. From Hannah, and I'm only 23. So I'll start with my first that I personally don't remember because I was too young, but my parents have told me. I was two. My mom said that my dad heard a noise in the house. He thought maybe someone was breaking in. So we got her out of the bed and walked into the kitchen to find that all the kitchen cabinet doors were wide open. He thought for sure someone had broken into the house. He looked all around the house and found no one. Nothing was missing. No one had been in the house. He checked in my room and said that I was asleep in my bed. So he shut all the cabinet doors and headed back to bed. As soon as he walked past my room, he heard a big bang.
Not the Big Bang.
That's a
Big Bang.
No, yeah, another universe was created.
Yes, right. There's no creep. Right.
This is Jesus' story. God, actually. He walked in to find me on the other side of the room, far away from my bed, and I was sound asleep on the floor. He said he swore it sounded like something picked me up off my bed and threw me on the floor, but no one was in the house. Okay, that's fucked up.
More violence. Wow.
I never really had any big experiences after that until my uncle passed away when I was about 15. I was asleep one morning and had woken up around 4 a.m. when I opened my eyes and I saw a person's face in the form of smoke or fog. It looked at me and floated up in the ceiling and disappeared. It freaked me out really bad, so I tried to go back to sleep. A few minutes later, I heard my mom's phone ring and she came up crying. She came up to my room crying hysterically, saying to get up, we had to leave. She had just gotten off the phone and that her brother wasn't breathing and we had to go. By the time we got to the hospital, they said that he was gone. Still to this day, I wonder if what I saw was my uncle visiting and maybe he had just died when I woke up. Mm. We weren't close, though, so I really don't know why he would have came to visit me if it had been him.
So. Just going to throw it out there. Some people are more susceptible to others, so they say.
Yeah.
So I'm not completely sold on the whole ghost thing, but, you know, what are the rules? Well, I would say I've heard that some people are more susceptible.
What are the rules? I don't know.
Were you guys with us when we went to the haunted house? Few years ago,
I don't know. We went to
Armand. Yes, we were there.
Okay, we were in the basement.
Yeah,
yeah. It wasn't really haunted though.
Ocho Man claimed he saw ghosts.
The McPike Mansion.
He saw.
No, Ocho Man claims a lot.
Yeah.
Claims a lot.
Yeah, he claims Jim Morrison helped him when he was sleepy one night driving.
That's true. Keep your eyes on the road.
Yep. Yeah.
Jim Morrison.
Anyways, so fast forward to more recently, and I'm married now and have a baby. When I was pregnant,
congratulations.
Okay. When I was pregnant, I woke up to a woman standing over my husband holding a baby in her arms. She was very old and had a lot of wrinkles on her face and had dark skin. She never looked at me, but it really freaked me out that she was holding a baby and I was pregnant. I closed my eyes and I opened them several times thinking she would disappear, and she didn't. So I just went back to sleep.
That's creepy.
A couple months later, I had stayed at my parents' house because my husband was out of town. I slept on their couch and I woke up around three or four in the morning. I saw a really tall, dark figure standing several feet away from me. I sat up and it pointed to me with its arm raised and lowered its arm. As its arm lowered, I felt myself being pressed down against the couch. I screamed for my mom and my dad to come help me, but nothing came out of my mouth. I remember fighting it for a long time, trying to sit up and scream, and whatever it was wouldn't let me. Eventually, I just went back to sleep. Everyone says it was a dream or sleep paralysis, but no one understands how real it was.
I was going to say it's a dream or sleep paralysis.
I really felt like I was awake.
But at the same time, man, you hear the same thing from all these people who've had sleep paralysis, exactly that, but it seems completely terrifying to them.
Oh, I imagine it's a fucking, it just,
well, yeah, a lot of them I've heard, like, they can't tell it's a physiological thing. They feel like it's some sort of, like, a entity or something keeping them from moving, like a
ectoplasmic.
No, definitely not ectoplasmic.
No, that's...
Would that's that be slime, sir.
Yeah, that's Slimer. I was just saying, I didn't want to.
What are you talking about? Ectoplasm, the ghost.
No, ectoplasm is the residue left behind whenever a non-corporeal or ethereal entity makes contact with the corporeal world. It's the residue they leave whenever they interact.
He's not wrong. I'll allow it.
Look that up.
No, you don't have to. I just told you what it was.
I don't care. I'm not going to take your word for it.
Okay, let me finish this. This one I don't know if you'd call paranormal because I honestly have no idea what the heck happened. Again, when I was pregnant, I had a dream and I saw my brother-in-law at the time. My sister was going through a divorce. Okay. He was crying, sobbing, and he looked sad. Well, I was trying to get context before I...
Yes, you're clarifying the relationship.
Yeah. He was crying, sobbing, and he looked sad. I could see that he was in his house, in his bedroom, and then nothing. The next morning, my sister texted me if I knew what happened to him. I said no, but I had a really weird dream about him last night. She replied that he had called her and had a gun and was going to kill himself.
Ooh.
She had to call the police and they had to go to his house and he was hospitalized for a while and he got the help he needed. It was almost like I had a vision of exactly what was going on in a completely different state than me while I was dreaming.
She might be psychic or something.
This really has bothered me for a long time and I don't understand how or why. It doesn't make any sense to me. I just chose my biggest experiences and went in order. I've only had a few things happen to me.
Slow down there, Mr. Runon.
That are more ghostly, but I didn't mention them because I didn't want this email to drag on forever, even though it kind of did. I love your podcast, and if you mention one of my experiences, it would be cool to hear your feedback.
Well, here's my feedback. It seems like you're either A, crazy, which I doubt. You seem pretty sane.
He doesn't mean that, Hannah.
Or you have a propensity for fucking, you know, the undead or talking with spirits or having contact with them. Like how I said before that some people
are more... Well, we've discussed that, haven't we? Yeah, some people are more the focus of this kind of thing.
Right.
So, obviously, there
that,
you go.
That is, those were really all pretty creepy.
I just saw these experiences. People keep saying, stop asking for it.
What if it's like, you know, you open the door, man, and it doesn't stop?
That'd be a bummer.
You want one so bad. Would I think you're crazy?
I don't want one so bad. I would like one because, you know, I'd like to know.
If you came to me and said you saw a ghost, I'd have to give it more credence than I would anybody else in the whole world, probably. Yeah, right.
You still think I'm crazy, though, wouldn't you?
No, I'd try to see it out, and after a few... I don't know, man. After we tested everything we could test with it, yeah, you're fucking nuts. But yeah, I wouldn't immediately give you the nuts.
Oh, good. You know, I feel like I've got a little bit of, you know.
Well, do you guys watch any of those, like, ghost chaser shows?
Negative.
No, you don't? See, I don't know anybody out there listen to them.
I don't have cable.
Don't they have things that are...
So I pick what I watch, like, specifically?
Yeah, but I mean, don't they have supposedly instruments that can register some of this, these presences?
So, sure. Yeah. They
we had those instruments.
Buy that stuff?
When we went to the haunted house that night, I had all that shit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I didn't get anything.
Okay.
We had a PKE meter, dude.
No, it was like a K2 or something like that meter. I forget what they're called exactly. I also had the spirit box.
What is it supposed to measure exactly, you know?
K2.
Electromagnetic type of shit in the air.
All right.
And the spirit box, which is just a radio that scans frequencies, off-level frequencies, looking for things. So you ask questions and look and see if it stops and picks up and gives an answer.
Okay. But, and nothing happened, at least that night. Okay.
No, I still feel like those spirit boxes, there's something to them, but the one I had...
I'm just wondering how they registered something, you know, that something exists.
I've watched plenty of videos on YouTube of people doing these spirit boxes, like live uses,
and
they get audible replies that you can hear. Like, I mean, it could be fucking made up, but...
Well, here Ross says, Ghost Adventures with Zach Baggins is the real deal.
What was your definition for ectoplasm?
I thought it was a ghost. Ectoplasmic, it was an ectoplasmic spirit or thing.
No, it was a reticulum.
So... The first definition is the more viscous, clear outer layer of cytoplasm in an amoeboid. How do you say this? Amoeboid cell?
Amoeboid?
Yeah, amoeboid.
Yeah, there you go. And then the second is a supernatural viscous substance that is supposed to exclude from the body of a medium during a spiritualistic trance and form material for the manifestation of spirits. So you were wrong, and you were wrong.
Well, I think that's wrong.
What is it? What does it say it is?
The shit they say that the chick puked up in the middle of the fucking haunting in Connecticut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody said that. Somebody said it was ghost too. Jizz.
Ghost jizz. I don't think that's
That's probably the more accurate.
That may be right.
No, but you're saying it's actual puke, a ghost puke?
I'm not.
No, what they're saying is the medium, the person, like the psychic. Like if Maureen last week, she should have been excreting ectoplasm while she was doing it.
Ah. Oh, so it's not the ghost. It's the...
Well, that's the definition anyway, yeah.
All right. Wow.
So which one are we on next here? Oh, Ryan Harding, part one, Armand, Dr. Kachigi, and you're up, mate.
Okay.
I've got three in a row, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm doing my next one ghost story style. Turn the light off, then the flashlight in the face.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, guys, this is Ryan from Bakers. Hey, I'll be in Bakersfield in 2 weeks. We got a wrestling tournament out there.
Cali?
Bakersfield, California. And I have a couple stories for you. Nothing too exciting, but thought I'd share with you anyways. So, when I was younger, my family has moved around a lot. We lived in this house that was two stories. Mine and my brother's room were upstairs while my parents' room was downstairs. I was about 12 or 13 years old at the time and was always in my room playing video games or listening to the radio. Well, I guess that's what 12, 13-year-olds do. My brother and I would sometimes hear someone running up and down the stairs. My mom wouldn't believe us until one night she called me down while she was laying in bed reading. Rye, stop running up and down the stairs. That's her mother speaking.
Sure.
His mother. I go downstairs and said, Mom, this is the first time I've been down here in a couple of hours. Uh-oh. Her eyes got real big and my dad was on the couch. He vouched for me. So I guess somebody, it wasn't... Okay. Another time, this was after school, I'd be home alone in my room and hear the front door open and slam shut with a loud bang.
It was a big bang this time, though. Yeah. That wasn't.
Well, you want to do the sound effect? Yeah, something like that. Where was
I? Be a horrible Foley man.
Best boy. Let's see.
Key grip.
No, Foley, because of sound effects.
Yeah, Foley is sound effects.
Mick Foley?
Ectoplasm.
Yes.
You random ass motherfuckers.
Another time I'd be on my slam shut with a loud bang. I'd peek my head out from upstairs and yell, Dad, are you home? Of course he wasn't, and the front door would be shut and locked. So the door slamming on its own. Sometimes our dog, Shadow, an interesting name for a dog, would occasionally perk his ears up, growl or whimper at something on the stairs or toward the hallway leading to the garage. Now supposedly dogs are sensitive to this stuff, right? That used to freak us out the most. Another time,
whenever you see a dog or like a baby, for instance, staring off into nothing.
Story like that.
Go ahead.
You know, whenever you see a dog staring out into space or a baby staring into space, like in the middle of a room.
Yeah, they're very intuitive, right?
It's like you're like, yeah, what the fuck are they looking at?
Babies can only see 18 inches in front of their face.
Some of them see ghosts. Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay.
Dick.
Another time, I was reading in my room and could have sworn, I heard my older brother talking to someone in his room, like whispering. I asked him what he was doing, and he got no answer. I got up, walked in his room, and he wasn't even in there. I yelled for him, and he was downstairs watching basketball with my dad. So he's hearing voices, too.
He met his guy up at the window upstairs, and, hey, man, give me that.
Besides sounds, noises, and our dog freaking us out, we never actually seen anything or even got a creepy feeling. It was just all kind of fun. Well, it's always fun till someone gets hurt, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if there was something there, it was benevolent and didn't mean us any harm. Okay, well, here we go again. I wish we would have done some research and figured out if anyone died there. Here we go again. Does somebody have to die there? That's my question.
What are the rules?
Right. I have a couple more stories from other houses I've been in, but I'll send another email so you guys can choose to read them if you want. Team Surreal Talk. Well, that's very diplomatic.
Boy.
Ryan, I don't know if I want to go to Bakersfield now. The place is haunted.
There's a part two to this, though.
Oh, here it is. Hey, guys. It's Ryan from Bakersfield, California again. Did I say I was going there in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I think you...
Yeah, I think I mentioned that.
What are you going there for?
Wrestling tournament. Wanted to add my
sleep. Wait a minute. Are you wrestling or are you coaching?
No, I'm just coaching.
You coaching?
Oh,
you coach
wait a minute.
East LA College.
Are you wrestling?
East LA?
No.
In Compton?
No, East LA.
That's South Central. I know East LA,
Compton
man.
South.
Yeah, South Central, man.
Yeah. again, wanted to add my sleep paralysis experience. While not paranormal, it's definitely a terrifying experience. Another one of these, huh?
It's paranormal to me.
I also have a story of shadow figure I have seen at a friend's house. So when I was about 15, we were renting a house. I wonder how old he is now. These things like, well, it says R. Hard 91. I guess that's probably the day he was born. So so that'd be 28. Okay, so it was about 15 years ago, assuming. A few weeks in, I started having these crazy nightmares. We were renting a house from a family member. A few weeks in, I started having these crazy nightmares. Then for 3 week consecutive nights, I had sleep paralysis. The first night I woke up, unable to move, and saw my bedroom door slowly open and a black robed?
Maybe. Is the P by the B? Nope.
Entity in a robe.
Shadow figure standing there. The second night, the same thing happened. Although the door was already open this time and the shadow figure was a step closer, it started walking slowly to the foot of my bed and just stared at me from under its hood. So I guess it was a robed figure. I remember trying to say, fuck you, and you're not real, before I woke up. That's probably what a 15-year-old would do. The third night, the shadow figure was already at the foot of my bed. I lay there, unable to move, cursing at it, as it slowly moved closer to the side of my bed, directly leaning over me. I could see his face. He was a young guy, all black eyes, black hair, and a pale, ghostly green skin color.
Black eyes.
Now I was screaming at it. What do you think he screamed?
Ah!
Get the fuck away from me!
Fuck off, motherfucker!
Yeah.
That's what you tell that. Yeah. That's very appropriate.
That's when the ghost knows.
Before finally
gotcha.
Waking up, I think he told that ghost where he got off. After that last night, I decided to tell my mom about it. She was a religious woman, and I thought it would help. I'm not sure about that.
What'd mom do?
After 3 nights of this thing getting closer and closer, I didn't want to know what would happen next. Well, my grandma and mom prayed in my room, placed a Bible on my side table, and took down my Iron Maiden and Black Sabbath posters. Well, that's a good idea.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I mean, Iron Maiden had that. Okay, and then there's Ozzy. All right, that makes sense, I guess.
You're fucking with very evil spirits with that stuff hanging around. It actually worked. I still keep a Bible in my room, and I still listen to Iron Maiden and Black Sabbath. Well, okay. I stand corrected. Another time at a friend's house, I saw an apparition. Okay, now we know what that is. That's a ghost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or shadow person. I was probably about the same age, 15 or 16. Boy, I hope all this shit stopped. My friend Matt always claimed his house was haunted, so in the summertime, I would hang out there and crash on the couch in his den. Just a quick layout of his house. The den was the first room on the right after you walked in the front door, but to the left was a long hallway with the bathroom at the end. So when I got up from the couch, I immediately saw down the hallway.
Grandpa Durbin's house.
Well, every time I was over there, I'd always hear footsteps walking down the hallway. But one time I got up to pee, and as I got up, I looked down the hallway. In the bathroom, I could clearly see a silhouette of a man. Silhouette of a man, right?
Got a moose.
Got it. Who appeared to be taking a leak. Oh, my God. This ghost pisses. I looked at him the whole time I walked down the hallway, thinking it was my friend. I whispered, Matt, why are you pissing with the light off? I figured it was just trying to scare me because he saw me get up or something from down the hall.
I didn't want to see his dick.
The silhouette was... Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder...
Ghost
the silhouette was there the whole
time... Buddy Matt.
Circumcised? The silhouette was there the whole time up.
Good question.
Up until I flipped on the light and saw there was nobody in the bathroom. I peed outside in the backyard after that. So that's
better
all I got.
Anyway.
Looking forward to hearing more people's stories. Thanks for reading us. Team Surreal Talk, Ryan.
Yeah, boy.
Have we ever had a ghost pissing? I think that's a new one.
Nothing I'm aware of.
I don't know the rules, if a ghost can pee or not. We need a defined set of rules for paranormal
stuff.
Who
would you contact? I mean, people who are
specialists
in this?
That's
somebody.
Us.
What you pretty much have to do is you just have to start taking accounts of what has happened
to commentators.
People.
And say 80% of ghosts piss.
Well, just how often this shit happens inside of these stories, you know what I mean? You start to have correlations, you start having more often than not.
So say like after
you can't have hard rules for something you can't prove exists, in my opinion. More likely than not, but not totally this is
true.
The rule.
That's right, yeah. Native Pride makes a good point. Demon that shits are rare. I mean, that's probably pretty rare.
Demons that
shit. Saw the ghost of my old man on the shitter, just like he was every morning. That's because, you know, you do what you do, right? Like,
still,
you'd be at the
gym.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Somebody
my dad was on the shitter.
Less.
Yeah.
Go figure.
That's where he'll probably come back as a ghost. Right, Everett? Won't you be?
No, he'll be
in the toilet, right?
Fixing something computer related.
Got it.
While shitting.
While shitting.
On the toilet. With a laptop.
No, and a broke down like a PC right here on the ground with the case off of it and shit.
You guys are describing me going to hell is basically what you're doing. Right?
That's not necessarily hell.
Well, it could be his hell. That's his hell.
What about you?
For me, that's
hell. What about me?
Well, what are you going to be doing when you come back?
Jerking off.
Smoking a joint.
No, I don't smoke a blunt. I don't smoke pot, Armand.
Oh, well, if it's legal. Is it legal for ghosts?
I don't think ghosts have laws.
There's no such thing as Ghostbusters.
There's no governing body over there.
Yeah. There should be. That wouldn't be a bad. That wouldn't be a bad script.
The governing body, the
ghost lawgivers,
the council of ghosts.
Association of fucking paranormal entities.
And ghost, 13 Supreme Court.
So you fucking get him caught and you bring him up to trial. You fucking start charging. Hey, you've been
somebody's
haunting this little 3-year old kid.
Hold on, that kind of is what happened in like Beetlejuice. They went to the other side. They had their social worker.
Yeah, but that was more like to help them.
You've been seen all over wearing sheets. You know what I mean? They were pissed. She was kind of pissed at him. You know, you can't do that shit.
Right, but it's not still not like a. That was a like you said a social worker. I want a court. Yeah, I want a malpractice. Trial.
But apparently, there was a whole society.
Governing body.
There's a whole society.
How about a ghost malpractice lawyer, or something like that?
Go on.
Well, if the ghost does things he's not supposed to do, he gets sued by other ghosts or whatever.
Did we go offline? We did.
No, we just lost. Well,
good. I don't want anybody stealing my ideas.
We just lost the feed. You got to reconnect.
Right. Well, give us some feedback on those log lines.
Hey, you got one more we would like you to read, Armand. Yeah, it's by Rick there without a last name.
Moranis.
This one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, this is a follow-up.
This is a short one.
This is a follow-up to this.
This name does sound familiar. Okay, yeah, here we go. This is anybody listening 2 weeks ago probably remembers this. Okay, guys.
Sure they do.
I think I need to clarify my experience a little bit.
Oh, this was...
While the apparent penis was in me, it felt like I had a vagina.
We should have read the one before.
Yeah, you want to read this?
We got to do that.
Hold we got to read the one before.
I will not comment on this.
Armand obviously has to read it.
I was rather insensitive when I commented on this.
Can I read it?
Yeah, you do it, please. Read it.
Just imagine this is Armand and his commentary.
You can watch it on last week's YouTube video if you're right. Anyway.
So it says, hello, guys. I just listened to episode 155, which dropped today. After hearing about the guy who said he wanted to have sex with a ghost, I just had to write in to tell you what I experienced a couple of times.
Remember that guy, though?
Now, I'm sure you'll find this a little bit weird once I tell you about it. So there isn't much to tell since there wasn't anything that happened leading up to these two experiences, and they were the same. In both experiences, I had woken up feeling what I think was a penis in me.
Or envy.
Yeah.
No, he says in me. In not me. In
oh,
him.
Yeah. So we just had to clarify that. It was in me. Yeah.
I can't be sure, of course, since I couldn't see anything. Now, this is the part you'll find weird. Not the penis part.
No, that's not weird.
I'm a male, and there's no physical opening where I was being penetrated. For the couple of seconds that it was in me, I could feel a different set of genitals on me. I know you'll probably call me crazy. No, we won't, you crazy fuck. And I can just see you three shaking your heads. But that's what happened. I was disappointed that neither time lasted that long.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Typical male.
That it was doing.
It's over too soon.
That, but I find myself wishing they would come back and I could have a longer experience. Oh, and I guess I'll tell you that my name is Rick.
Oh.
Thanks, Rick. Here's your follow-up email. Okay.
Now, see, this isn't the guy I thought it was. I thought it was the guy that...
Who the hell did you think it was?
I thought it was the guy that he wanted the ghost to come screw him. Remember, he said, come in, and I called him a pussy.
Right? Naked and fucking, like, ballsed it out.
Yeah, I called him. Yeah. Fuck.
Remember that?
That was good.
Oh, shit.
No, I called the guy a pussy, though. And
that was a Reddit story.
Yeah, that was a Reddit story.
You were right on that one.
Okay, yeah. No, this is... Okay, so this is Rick. Or Richard. So, okay, guys. I think I need to clarify my experience a little bit. That would be helpful, yes.
Please do.
While the apparent penis was in me, it felt like I had a vagina. Now, that is...
I have a question for that before you finish.
It felt like he had a vagina, but was the penis in that vagina?
Or was the vagina located where it should have been?
Oh.
And if it did it interrupt his penile feeling?
We're going to have to get another clarification email from him, I think.
Okay, go ahead.
Light Peach was right.
Light Peach is one of our users in our chat.
That's right, yeah, that's right. Light Peach, right. Was
long
right,
time listener of the
except
show.
For the dream part. Is that what Light Peach said? He thought it was a dream?
Yeah.
I'm writing this as I'm watching the video. Oh, our video. I was going to say, well, you took a video of it? I'd like to see that video. Oh, okay.
That's us. Okay.
Yeah, I would, yeah. And you don't have to worry about me not listening. Well, please do. Please listen. Though you can fuck with Armand and tell him that I won't listen anymore if you want. No, well, please listen.
No, now, he's not listening anymore.
Now as to the Mandela effect.
He said I could do that.
I remember it being spelled as Berenstain Bears, but pronounced as Berenstain Bears. What the hell's that all about?
We've talked about this. Literally just the other day, we talked about the Berenstain Bears and the Berenstain Bears and Mandela Effect. We have to do another Mandela Effect.
We have to.
Yeah. Well, that's
like first or second week in November. Has to be.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the update there, Rick.
Okay.
We have so many questions.
Yeah, give us more details.
Yeah, if you could tell us, like, is the vagina where it was supposed to have been?
Right.
You still had your original penis, and it was superimposed with where the vagina was.
Did you get feelings that, like, you felt like would come from a vagina being penetrated, or did you get feelings that felt like
orgasmic?
Yes, that's what I want to know. Did it feel penis orgasmic or vaginally?
Did you break your hymen? Did you have a hymen?
Ooh.
That'd be interesting. Was there blood on the sheet?
There's just some things you don't ask in public.
No, shit.
I mean, he's a virgin, technically, so creep.
You creep.
Anyway.
God.
It's okay.
Way to ruin a good thing, Armand.
Wow.
It's a natural question.
The next email is titled Motorboat the Banana Bread.
Huh?
And I did. And it was wonderful.
The hell is this?
This is from Kelly Mallet. But Everett and I were having
last names.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to get some clarification on how do you pronounce this.
Oh, okay.
Is it Mallet?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You don't need to spell it out.
Proceed.
Anyways. Hi, guys. You should do daily shows or longer episodes. Seriously. Wait, this was social, isn't it? Shit. I fucked this up. Wait a minute. So what's everyone's thoughts on this was social.
It anyway. We're here.
Yeah, I might as well. Seriously, once a week just isn't enough. Just isn't long enough. You guys should do a social show where fans get to ask you questions. I don't know. Just a thought. So what's everyone's favorite? Freddie, Jason, why?
Okay, first and foremost, we will be having news about a show where people are going to ask us whatever they want. That's coming up soon.
Yep, AMA.
That'll be Saturday, once a month. We're going to be doing that. You don't have to come if you don't want to. It'd be fun.
You guys are going to come in here Saturdays?
Saturday a month.
Armand, we did this show Saturdays for 2 years solid.
Hey, I lived here. You have to tell me.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah, we used to wake you up on the couch all the time.
Right. You disturb my sleep every Saturday.
And as far as what's my favorite, Freddie or Jason, I'm going to go with Jason.
Jason, all day.
What about you?
All day.
You didn't watch
it? I got to go with the Robert English character.
Robert England, not
England,
English.
England, yeah, whatever. Who cares? I don't like any of them.
It's England, mate.
England.
You know, Freddie was good in the first movie, but after he was like a caricature of himself.
He was
from
too
on
comedically driven to be scary.
Always
in
that one liner at the end of the kill.
Yeah,
bitch. You know,
It's like fucking what's his name? Scary Terry.
Right, Scary Terry.
He was just a character, man.
So what was Robert England's? What was his name? Freddy Krueger.
Frederick Krueger. Yeah.
Lived down on Elm Street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was a child killer and rapist.
I don't like either. I like the other one.
Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers.
Get the fuck out of here.
I am.
The pussy.
Yeah,
what
there's a reason she didn't include Michael Myers into this because he's a bitch compared to these two.
Yeah.
Jason killed Freddy in their movie. Cut his head
him
off.
Up.
Hey, that's a spoiler. What are you? I haven't seen that movie yet.
Spoiler for fucking.
And while I'm
years
at it,
ago.
Jason X didn't suck as bad as much people said.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, that movie.
The Space Jason.
Dick.
I thought it was okay.
No.
What about part 9 where they made up
Jason
all the rules?
Goes to hell?
Yeah, with the fucking Knife of the Voorhees. I thought that was kind of good.
All right, so what is your favorite? What are your favorites?
That's
seven.
Number 6. No. 6.
No. 7.
I'm not talking about that. What? How about just a horror movie of all time?
Probably the Friday the 13th if we're getting them. We're talking
just
about
just one. You can't say the whole series.
You know, if I had to watch any of them, I'd say Friday the 13th part 6.
7.
Wow, really?
I like the one with the psychic chick, huh?
Fuck yeah, that was a way better.
I like the one with Tommy Jarvis, the third Tommy Jarvis movie.
That's
where
dumb,
you,
dude.
No, that was the best one. It's what set up the 7th one. This one fucking put Jason under the water with the chain around his neck.
No, I mean, I've seen 6. I understand. Right. I completely know the story.
I like The Haunting, 1963.
8 was good, too, though.
That's a scary movie, man.
The Haunting?
The original
13 Haunting. Ghosts, dude. 13 Ghosts is probably the new one. Yeah, that's it with Matthew Lillard and fucking Monk.
It's not new. It's like 2002.
Well, whatever.
Shannon Elizabeth.
I know, but it was a remake of one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shannon Elizabeth. I thought that was Monk. It is Shannon Elizabeth. Isn't
what do our listeners like? I can't see it anymore. Shit, I can't remember.
Well, Eric never put it back up.
It's a hell no, Mike.
Dream Warriors sucked. That was a part 3. I thought Dream Warriors was okay. That was the one that had Larry Fishburne in it, but that was his like first
movie.
How
many have they made of those?
It was Lawrence Fishburne, but he put in his Larry Fishburne.
How many of those damn things have they made?
Which ones?
Friday the
13th?
They're up to about 10 or 11 of the Friday the 13th.
Jeez.
Jason's at about...
Fucking 13 of them, probably.
13, 14. Yeah, a lot.
My God. When's the last time they made one? Recently?
No, they did a remake probably 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Like a whole reboot of the whole damn thing.
Oh, of the Freddy one. Yeah, they did.
No, well, of Freddy and Jason. Did you watch... So Jackie Earle Haley played Freddy in this new one. Did you know that?
I did not.
He's
Kelly
Leak.
I did know that. From fucking Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm writing it. Did you read my slasher movie?
Nah, probably. I don't recall. I've read a bunch of your movies. They kind of all blend together now. Seriously.
Thank
like,
you.
Well, they do kind of blend together. They have a very similar feel.
They all stink.
I'm not saying that. I enjoyed your movies.
All right. Just, well, know. Any of our listeners who like to read some of my scripts, let me know.
All right, I'm going to read an email. We're getting kind of off.
But I think it's interesting.
Jason was definitely the better one for me. All right. Let's see here. I got one from Tanner. Let's see. What's he saying? For the podcast, please don't let Eric read. All right. Beautiful.
That's why I gave that one to you.
There's a man with taste.
Late November in 2016.
Who said that? Tanner. All right, cool.
Myself and four other friends decided to go hotbox my tent in the mountains.
Just nicotine vapes.
I have a portable ice fishing tent that sets up quick and easy.
I didn't know they had those. That's a good idea.
It's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to go to the mountains and chill without dealing with our parents. We were just teenagers. Makes good
Naturally,
sense.
Naturally, yeah.
Probably had some alcohol.
Yeah, probably had some substances.
You know. No, they just said just nicotine vapes. He would have said. Sure. I've included the exact location we ended up setting our tent.
Oh, really? Longitude and latitude?
No, it's a picture on a map. Oh, it is latitude and longitude.
Is it really?
41 degrees, 34 minutes, 50 seconds north by 111 degrees, 55 minutes, 27
You're
seconds
kidding.
West.
You actually put that in there?
Yeah, I mean, it's right there. It's south of the town of Wellsville.
Man's a stickler for detail, isn't he?
Yeah. Anyway. I've included the exact location we ended up setting our tent. It's just below the mountains in a nearby field. There was about 2 feet of snow at the time. Fuck that.
2 feet of snow?
And you're going to go camping?
My God.
Anyway, we couldn't go up any further due to the road being closed. There were no other tracks in sight but ours on a fresh layer of snow. About an hour in our vaping hot box and music playing for our phones. And I'm sorry, vaping hot box?
Yeah, what are they doing? What is that?
With
is that
nicotine?
Cool?
I don't know.
Is that something to do?
Is that what kids do these days?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Plenty of times with weed did we hotbox many of things, but never with the cigarettes.
Vaping hotbox.
One of my friends jumped out of his camp chair and started freaking out. Something just touched my fucking shoulder, he said.
Wow.
We looked around the tent and everyone was accounted for. And I then asked him if he was sure. And he said it was like something was right outside the tent wall. It pushed up against his shoulder and sniffed. Ooh, like sniff, sniff. Fuck, I don't know how to describe
sniffed?
What this is. Like,
yeah,
you know.
That's weird.
We figured he was freaking out for no reason, as he's known to be pretty dramatic.
Yes.
We turned off the music and decided to sit in silence. To our amazement, we heard snow crunching all around, getting closer and further as it seemed to wander all around our tent.
Another script. Wow.
My friends all asked me if I had a gun.
Do you have a gun?
As I commonly would carry a pistol or shotgun in my car. The one time I wished I had it, I did not.
Damn it.
And just as I had said that, pushed against the tent walls. It pushed its face against the back of my chair and above my shoulder and sniffed at us once again.
And would the gun have done any good, though?
I don't know. It
really?
What it was.
Would it?
Can you shoot a ghost?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
What are the rules?
I don't know. That's another rule. I don't know. I want to know what the fucking rules are.
I mean, you know, don't we all?
I don't think it would. I don't think it'd be very effective.
What are the rules? 10 rules to ghosts.
You're probably better off the ghost inhaling, vapor. I don't know about vapes, but if it's like they're smoking marijuana, then you probably. I'd rather have the ghost high, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Ghost
probably,
get high.
Probably more amenable to.
Can.
What are the rules on that?
Well, can maybe if you can shoot it.
Let me ask you this. Could you blow out your vape juice or your smoke and like have it see it break on the face of a ghost? Like if it's sitting there
like
invisible?
Like the
invisible
outline.
Man, technically.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It would bounce off the invisible man. Right. So I don't know. What are the rules?
We don't know.
By now, I was freaking out. We had no clue as if it was an animal, a person, or something else.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral.
It was not a mineral. Between us all, we had a bunch of vape juice and a pocket knife to combat whatever it was. Now, I got to figure out what kind of it's in this vape juice.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Kind of want some.
Vape juice.
The odds would have been against us, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
We developed a plan to open the two sides of the tent and bum rush whatever was out there. Bad plan.
I'm not sure that would work either, yeah.
As we could still hear heavy breathing right outside the tent and the snow crunching around.
And sniffing.
Keep in mind, we're on a fresh layer of snow, and my car is maybe 4 yards away from the tent, so we're just going to rush out of it.
That's not a bad
idea.
And
if shit was sketchy, get in the car and leave.
Right. Yeah, good idea. That sounds like a plan.
We unzipped as fast as we could.
I don't know about what you guys are planning on doing now. We unzipped.
Oh, boy. We unzipped as fast as we could and stormed out of the tent from both sides. And to our amazement, there was nothing. No one and nothing in sight. The craziest
well,
thing
scared it away.
The craziest thing was there was no tracks in the snow either.
Ooh. Well, that's
only
eerie.
Ours from when we arrived, so they still existed.
Uh-huh.
And where my friends were sniffed at on the first outside of the tent, the snow was untouched.
By now, we were done, and we didn't know if someone was messing with us or if we were smoking something we didn't know we had. We decided to pack up the tent and call it a night.
How many of them were there? Do you remember how many were in the tent?
Well, let me look here.
I don't recall how many.
Him and four others.
Five people. Wow. Okay. And they all experienced this.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of mass hysteria.
Sorry for the yawn there, but not getting a lot of sleep. Children and all. Anyway. By now, we were done. We didn't know. Oh, I already said that, didn't I? We decided to pack up the tent and call it a night. We get the tent all packed up and in its case, and I walk back to my SUV to open the rear hatch to put it in. On the ground near the rear of my car is a leg of what I presume to be an elk, in my experience. Now, it's not like a clean-cut leg. This thing looks like it was literally chewed off. There was no skin whatsoever. It was just the muscles and tendons of a chewed-off section.
It's the paw, or the hoof.
No, man, he said
What's that from?
It's the fucking leg.
Didn't you watch Goodfellas?
Yeah.
It's the hoof.
It's the hoof. It's the hoof. I need to borrow this knife.
It's
got caught in the grill.
Yeah, they got the hoof.
It was Billy.
Isn't that a hoof? Yeah. No, it wasn't Billy. It was fucking
Billy
Joe
Bats.
Pesci.
Billy Bats was the one that was the
yeah,
deer.
Yeah, it was Billy Bats.
He was the deer.
No, oh, yeah.
Was his name Billy?
Yeah, Billy Bats.
Yeah, Bats. I remember. Yeah. Okay.
No, you did. You were insulting him.
You salt him a little bit.
A little bit.
Everybody know what we're talking about here?
Yeah,
Goodfellas. Yeah, we like gangster movies, too. Okay, go ahead.
Some of those?
Sorry, this leg we're talking about here.
Yeah, the hoof.
I know for a fact it wasn't there when we arrived, as we would have seen it. I have LED off-road lights all over my car, and this wasn't something you would just miss on a snow-covered road.
No, I wouldn't think so.
You'd see a leg probably coming up.
Yeah, you wouldn't miss it, I'm saying. You'd see it.
Upon closer examination, we noticed it was steaming, which can only mean it was relatively fresh.
True, yeah.
Or somebody had it on like a grill or something. I don't know. We all got in the car and locked the doors and wondered what the fuck was going on around us. First, the sniffing. Second, the crunching of the snow and the sounds of it. Come on, Eric.
Well, you did it.
I'm okay.
Yeah, see?
He's the narrator. You're the
narrator over the top. You know he's fired for Foley work. You're fired for Foley work. You know that.
It's FX.
I didn't like your slam either, my door. That wasn't very well done either.
Gentlemen.
That didn't sound like a slamming door.
Gentlemen, may I?
All right.
May I finish?
Please.
The crunching of the... You son of a bitch.
All right, go ahead. That was...
First, the sniffing. Second, the crunching of snow and the sounds of heavy animal like breathing. Third, no tracks. Four, a steamy, fucked up elk leg.
So what does this indicate? Does he have a theory on this?
I don't know. We got a couple more paragraphs left.
Oh, God.
I had a photo and a Snapchat video of us in the tent, as well as the photos of the leg, but I can't find them. And I don't know which phone I saved them to.
You do have the tooth. You have the shark's tooth?
The leg.
Oh. No, the tooth. What's that from? But you don't have the tooth.
What's that from?
Jaws.
Don't have the tooth? I don't remember that part.
Remember that where I got a tooth the size of a shot glass.
I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it went right to my head.
Those black eyes, doll's eyes.
1,547 went into water. 38 came out.
All right, now what's the quote? What is the quote? What does Roy Scheider say?
You're going to need a bigger boat?
Right. That is the most misquoted.
Don't they always say,
we need a bigger boat or something like that?
No, we're going to need a bigger boat.
No, it doesn't say
you're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, then I misquoted it
exactly.
Too.
Exactly.
So you know why it's
they
misquoted?
They all say we're going to need a bigger boat.
You know why it's misquoted? Because that's what he says in Blow. No, he says it in Blow. Once they sell that fucking 100 pounds of Blow in like 36 hours and they have the fucking house full of money. And he's like,
I don't recall that.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Okay. Yeah. But that's not what that's correct. What he says is you're correct. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Mm-hmm. Robert Shaw, he was drunk through that whole fucking film.
Apparently. And they just let him kind of ramble on that speech.
God, we're rambling right now.
The Indianapolis, yeah.
Let's see. I don't know if what I saw was really something paranormal or something else. My best guess
there
was...
There were five guys. I mean, it sounds
My best
sounds
guess
kosher.
Was a curious wolf or coyote, but with no tracks, that seems impossible.
I agree. That would be, unless it's a levitating wolf.
They don't exist.
A flying squirrel or something.
All I know is it scared the shit out of us, and we no longer hang out in that area.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, that's all right. Does he ask if somebody died in that area? Did somebody drown in that frozen lake?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it's the question everybody seems to be asking.
To have something breathing inches behind you, sniffing with only a thin tent wall separating you, was enough to fuck with our heads for a while. Sorry for the long email, and that's okay if this isn't a good enough story.
It's good enough.
Weird, yeah,
that's good enough.
As I said, we really have no idea what the fuck happened that night, but I just wanted to share our unexplained spooky story.
So go back out there and find out, huh? Spend a couple more nights out there. Do some research.
Love the podcast. Keep up the amazing work. Team Armand, fuck Eric, fuck climate change. Everett, you are right, but fuck Eric.
Yeah, I love this
guy. I'm
going to
order some merch now. You do that.
Who was
that? Sorry for the shitty. This is, I'm willing to get you Tanner.
Tanner. Okay. Yep. Thanks, Tanner.
Sorry for the shitty sentence structure and grammar. I really don't care, to be honest.
That was actually a really good story.
The big bearded Yeti.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
And you can't be sorry. All of our stories are pretty much this way. Nobody out here is, nobody sent us an email going, I saw a real fucking ghost. It came up. We fucking played chess. I had a conversation with it. That's very rare. What we're getting is our interesting fucked up shit.
Yeah, people. We're having pissing ghosts, sniffing ghosts.
Fucking ghosts.
Fuck, yeah. Vaginal mm-hmm. insertion ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Wow. All a right. ghost that fucks a man. That's
a movie title.
That's
an Oscar
well,
winner there.
I mean, he's got balls.
The night the ghost fucked me. How about that?
That's the night.
50
the
Shades
ghost
of Ghost.
I think know. A different way to go about it. It's a documentary, and it's a guy pouring his heart out. He's a big, strong man. You know, considers himself a real man, nice Republican man, and yeah,
what,
he got
what,
fucked
what
by
that
a ghost.
What does that got to do with it? What
yeah, what's
well,
that got to do with
well, because it's like a lot of pride, you know, and like your masculinity.
So you're saying it's homophobic. Republican equals homophobic.
Right. Naturally.
No. I just said yeah. pride in your masculinity.
I smell pee in here. You guys smell pee?
Did you piss?
Another ghost?
I don't know. It's the pissing ghost.
I feel like
ghost.
I smell pee in here. That's weird.
The pissing ghost.
I don't smell
hey, this
piss.
Guy was talking about wolves. It made me think of there's apparently been thylacine sightings down in Australia. The Tasmanian tiger.
Really?
I thought they were extinct.
Yeah.
So supposedly
like 1912
the
or 1936,
yeah. the last one supposedly yeah. died out in the zoo in Australia. But there's been a sighting of three of them. So that's kind of
really?
Interesting.
That would be
yeah.
cool, yeah.
Hey, did you see, by the way, any of our listeners see this, that they're offering one of these haunted houses, $20,000 if you go in there and survive or stay in there for like a day?
Fucking...
Where at?
I'm not kidding. In Tennessee or
where?
Something?
Yeah,
did
no,
you see
I'm there.
That?
I'm there.
Any of our listeners?
$20,000?
Yeah.
You said $20,000 for a night.
I just said it, didn't I? It was on Facebook. I don't know if it's real.
Find it.
Look it up. It was on Facebook.
Why would he find it? He'll go do it too. He doesn't care. You go do it, wouldn't you?
Fuck him. I'm not splitting the money. I'm going by myself. I need a day off.
I just don't know if it's legit. I don't know. 20. Look it up. See if you think anybody know anything about this.
Hey, man, let me get the link if anybody knows anything about that.
Yeah, send us. $20,000 supposedly if you go into this haunted house and stay for like a day or something.
Fuck.
I thought it was a little screwy to me.
A week. I don't give a fuck.
For 20 grand?
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Oh.
This next email is from John. John B. It's about sleep paralysis. He says,
another one? Okay.
Hola, three amigos. I'm John from England. I emailed you a ghost story last year, but this is one that's kind of different. I guess it would be good for the listener ghost story episodes because of the sleep paralysis, which I guess is paranormal.
Hey, in the future, don't tell us that you're from England. Just
yeah,
be like,
please.
No,
please tell us.
Texas is fine.
Yeah.
Or is it? Anyway, it involves some spooky shit that goes on here. So I've had sleep paralysis twice in my life, both times within the last 3 years. The first time was the scariest. I woke up in the early hours. It must have been around 2 a.m. in the morning, I believe, and something felt odd straight away, and I needed to sit up. But I soon realized I couldn't, and then I tried to turn to my right again, but I couldn't move.
Slow down.
I tried to lift my head, but yet again, no movement. I began to panic, and all of a sudden, I was struggling to catch my breath. The only thing I could do was look around. It seemed to last forever, but was maybe only a minute or so in reality. My partner was asleep next to me on my right. I figured I'll wake her up somehow, but I couldn't talk. I remember really trying to shout out, but nothing was working. So I was frustrated and scared at this point. Something caught my eye, and at the foot of the bed, in the corner of the room, I spotted something. A figure. A dark silhouette. It just stood there, looking towards me, swaying slightly. The silence was terrifying. And all of a sudden, I could move again, and I sat up, looked forward, and it was gone. I did a little research the next day, and it turns out when sleep paralysis occurs, it's usually accompanied by breathing problems, and interestingly, some people see a figure or demon standing over them, almost like they are being suffocated by them. That didn't happen to me. The figure was just looking at me, struggling to deal with it all. So I spoke to my partner about it the next day and was a bit shocked because she said she'd experienced something similar a few weeks earlier. That's fucking mind-blowing. In her story, she said she saw an old lady leaning over her, and she couldn't move, but she thought it was a dream. The second time this happened to me was just a bit different. I was lying on my side again, and I woke up and couldn't move or speak. This time I told myself, this is just sleep paralysis, and I waited it out. I had a feeling that I was being watched by someone or something behind me, but was unable to turn around to look at it. So I just lay there for a minute or so, wondering why this happens to people. It's so weird being awake yet unable to move or talk or anything. I think maybe my brain or body is still in sleep mode, but some part of the mind wakes up, and it takes a while for the rest of me to catch up. Is that a question or a statement?
It's a statement.
Yeah. Or is it some weird way to get a glimpse of another dimension or something along those lines? Anyway, that's my story. What do you guys think? I'll be getting a surreal hoodie for sure, by the way. Team Laws.
Well, that's
Team
a good
Lars
choice.
Indeed,
yeah. Team Laws indeed.
What do I think about that? He made an interesting statement there that maybe it's a weird way to get a glimpse into another dimension. It could be like somebody who astral projects. And again,
I'm
going to
give
it
more medically sound evaluation.
It just sounds like to me you're like halfway to astral projecting. You know what I mean? You're getting ready to the point where you're going to leave your body, but you just stopped. Oh, fuck, I'm stuck. Can't get out.
But he also says that, and he's done the research he did, shows that supposedly there's some breathing abnormalities. So if you're apneic, which means you're not breathing.
Mm-hmm. Sleep apnea.
Yes. You're not having as much oxygen inhaled, so you're going to start hallucinating. I mean, that's one of the hallmarks of deprivation of oxygen to the brain. So
yeah. You're
going to start seeing some pretty weird shit.
You know how much oxygen is in the atmosphere?
About 21%.
You are good, Armand.
Oh, come on.
Roughly.
That's infantile.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, even he knows that.
How much nitrogen?
About 71%.
I was going to say 76, but I don't really know.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll see. It's 7, yeah, because what's the third? Don't look it up.
Atmosphere.
What's the third most
helium.
The third most common?
I don't know, hydrogen?
Argon.
Argon, carbon dioxide?
Argon. A lot more argon than carbon dioxide. Well, right. Argon's like 1%.
78, 21,
like, yeah.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
And CO2 does not cause global warming.
Yes, it does. We have Native Pride next, Everett. This is up on you.
Oh, yay.
What is this? Oh, Native Pride. Oh, yeah. Another longtime listener.
I'm on my email now, actually. Let's see. He had a few.
Starts with Happy Wednesday, fuckers.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. Who's that, John?
No, Native Pride.
Oh, Native Pride.
Ooh, this is
He's
nice.
He's not from England, is he?
No,
but I just like that.
Why are you doing that accent?
Why not, Mike?
Team Please Anna don't Combs. Do a Native American accent. Now we're getting.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you think you are, Elizabeth
he's
Warren?
He's in the chat. He's liable to get real pissed off at you.
Are you Native?
Don't start saying how and other shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I can't do a good one anyways. Once I can do one that's respectful.
There's no such thing as
well,
a respectful.
Once you can do, no, because there's a certain point where an accent is racist, and then there's a point when you can do it so good that it's respectful to that, you know. Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, let's get into it.
Like Elizabeth Warren.
He says, Happy Wednesday, fuckers.
Same to you, fucker.
Left a couple not-so-sober voicemails last week, and in one, I mentioned my family and I's 3 years of hell living in what is now an empty house.
Oh, I remember that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry for how long this email is, but it's hard to condense everything down without giving context and background. So get comfy, because this fucking email is long.
Right, I will. All right. I'll take over if you get tired.
I'm good, man. I got this.
Which one is this?
I don't think you have it. You only have what's relevant to you.
Okay.
He does only have what's relevant to him.
For context, I grew up on the Milwaukee River, north of the city of Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
It's Algonquin.
Yeah, for the good land. Duh.
Yeah, all right, that's a stupid movie. All right.
Parents divorced when my sister and I were very young. My brother's dad was non-existent. Generally working class, all living along the river. My grandmother's relatives built a cottage back in the early 1900s, which I have photos of. And the house next to it was that was later moved there off the Lake Michigan, which my grandparents themselves eventually bought sometime in the 60s. I bring this up because we never experienced a thing in the cottage, and the only things we experienced in my grandparents' house was after they had passed in a fatal car crash, and those experiences were brief that year after we moved in. Things like the phone ringing.
I'm going
to get some ibuprofen. Eric's got him a headache. I'm going to wait, though, because I want him to hear this story.
Probably is doing that accent of his.
It gives me a headache.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, boy. Giving me a migraine.
This time I'll go ahead and sneak in a commercial for the new store we got.
Okay.
So if you go to SurrealTalkPodcast.com/store, it'll redirect you over to our store on the Lineup Media Group, our parent company's website. We got about, 15 or so shirts up right now. It's all just black t-shirts with sayings on it. We've got Team Armand, Team Eric, Team Everett, Team Lars, interestingly enough, a bunch of other cool stuff.
I got mine in my room. I should have worn it today. I don't know why the hell I forgot.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, I think, wearing your own shirt. You know what I mean? I thought
it.
I felt weird
wearing
a team member
shirt. I'm sure it's not going to wear yours.
I don't blame you there. I wouldn't wear yours. It was too small. Anyway, Eric's back. I was giving
already?
a little shout out to the store there while you were gone.
I thought you went to Walgreens or something. Where'd you get the medication?
My desk.
Oh.
It was caught on the desk. Anyway. The things he was talking about in the first year they moved in. Things like the phone ringing and the caller ID coming up unknown. And once you answered, there was nothing but static on the other end.
Mm.
The TV volume turning itself way up, which was a dead giveaway for my grandfather because he would often fall asleep with the remote in his hand in his recliner, and that would happen as a result till Granny took it. Residual type things happen. We were talking about this earlier. The best I can describe is party-like sounds coming from downstairs in the middle of the night and everyone is asleep, like the cooking. It's like a residual type
of thing.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about. We come back and party a little bit. That makes sense.
Back in the day, my grandparents were the force that brought everyone together with family events and holidays.
There you go.
or we would hear heavy footsteps up and down the stairs. That was kind of a place. The point being, these houses are very old and nothing negative was ever was experienced. Now, for future reference, my grandfather was 6'2", 6'3", broad shoulder, built like a brick shit house Native American. Very kind-hearted, but could bring the pain if needed. Basically, my childhood hero. That's nice. At the end, I will break down what we think was going on and why, so bear with me. Around August of 2014, my mother bought that dreaded fucking house across the river. It had been built originally in the 50s as a summer cottage and added on to over the years to what is now, and that's all I could really find history-wise. Hold on, let me read that. Added on over the years to what it is now, and that's all I could find out really history-wise. Moving in, the first couple months, nothing significant happened at first. Eventually, my sister had an experience. At this time, I was working second shift, so I left at 1 or 2 p.m., and my mother, being a business owner there, usually wasn't anyone home until 4 p.m., which is when my sister got home from school. It was a shitty, rainy fall day, and my sister pulled into the drive, presuming nobody was home. Now, her room was on the second floor above the dining room. It overlooked the driveway with three large windows. When she looked up, she saw a black figure cross from left to right in her room. She freaked, called both of us, and asked who was home and would not go in the house. Eventually, my mom came home, and the house was locked up tight and empty except for the Doberman, which had been, at the time, patiently waiting in the kitchen. Nothing much else happened that I know of after that. Nothing out of the ordinary that comes with living in an old house. My room had a weird door that had a small glass window, which was odd. I would get a creepy feeling at night whenever everyone was asleep, like someone was in the hallway, and I would hear footsteps when no one was there. I cracked it up just into an old house making old house noises. I eventually covered that window with a poster because privacy. Anyways, over the next year or so, I began to notice my mom's drinking spiral out of control, turning into alcoholism. Before we moved, she had had her life together, lost lots of weight, had a successful business, rarely drank to get past buzz. It took a turn for the worse. My younger brother got the worst of it, sadly, but me and my sister dealt with it as well. At one point, my sister worked for my mom. She's about to leave for work. Drunk mom asks if she take her to the liquor store. My sister says no and starts backing out of the driveway. My mother, being the reasonable wisdom that she was, proceeded to jump on the hood of my sister's yellow 2000-something Volkswagen Bug and attempt to stop the car. This is kind of funny. This could happen in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly sure I've seen this. Might have experienced it. My sister, who's had enough of the enough, then drives with her drunk mother on the hood for a couple blocks till she finally stopped. My mom rolled off and staggered
home. Hey, brake check.
Jeez. Like a Dirty Harry movie.
This is a huge sign of the change in my mother that's happening. Soon it got even worse, and at 19 or 20, I packed my shit and left. I regret leaving my younger siblings behind, and we'll see why a couple years later. A couple years of my own, meet my now wife and two future stepkids. My wife is gifted. That's another email in of itself with the shit we battled together. Fast forward to mid-2016. Me and my mother had somewhat repaired our relationship, but her alcoholism was at its peak. Then it happened, rock bottom. I was there visiting, watching my brother, who's 10 at the time, playing with my stepkids when I get a call. My drunk mom decided to hop in her car, built up Camaro SS.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Ooh, that's
with her drinking buddy to take him home.
It's a death
cool
wagon.
Cool car, bad idea. Loses control of the car just around the corner, right across from the street. We went down the ditch and a huge pine tree and hit a huge pine tree dead on. The passenger eventually died at the hospital.
Damn.
She got 15 years for OWI manslaughter. Bummer.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is when the 3 years of hell started. The first couple weeks we slept over the weekends at my sister and brother. One of the first nights, my sister is sleeping at her friend's house. It's just my wife and her kids, my brother and I. We were all sleeping in the living room, my brother's room. My old room is right above the living room. My wife and I both woke up at 1 or 2 a.m. We both heard in the room above us a light thud like a kid hopping off their bed, and then little sounding footsteps run from the bed to the other side of the room. Then what sounded like a toy chest being dragged across the hardwood floor to the middle of the said room. My brother indeed had a large toy chest. We just looked at each other and then made sure each kid was accounted for. My brother had a habit of waking up in the middle of the night and not being able to sleep. What most trauma kids suffer from. All kids were accounted for and asleep. Month or two later, they didn't go upstairs to check it out. I would have fucking hear something dragging around and everybody's down there. I might want to go up and take a look. Month or two later, we moved in to care for the house and my brother. My brother had a hard time sleeping, as I stated before. He eventually told us about the large figure that he would see in the middle of the night that would stand in his room staring at him or pace the hallway. Also, he would every now and then see a small figure resembling a girl that would peek out from his closet and run out of the room. Creepy shit. Also, he talked about hearing voices. Eventually, my wife and kids would see the male figure. The night my wife seen the figure was late at night. She was laying in bed and heard my truck pull in. Heard the front door open and close, and then most deals she then approaching footsteps till they reached the doorway. Half awake, she happily says, "Hey." Instantly in the silence, she knows it isn't me. It was only a foot or two away. She said the detail she'd seen in it was the most detail she'd ever seen of that type. The figure was wearing work boots, dark pants, and a long-sleeved gray shirt with skin as pale as the moon. The face was distorted, not normal at all, like a mask. It stood there and scanned the room, looking from its left to its right until it locked gazes with my wife and then disappeared into thin air. I later came home, and she was still understandably terrified. My stepson would then sleep in the same room with my brother and witness what my brother was dealing with. With my mom in prison, we eventually moved into her room. Things steadily ramped up. A large black mass would appear in our room, or now room, either by the door or by the foot of the bed. I never seen the figure, but I did on many occasions see this mass. Later on, I was having terrible nightmares, usually about loved ones dying or other horrible shit. Well, my wife would wake me up, making noises in my sleep, and she would see right above me the black mass. She would wake me, but it got She would wake me up to get it to leave. There were times my wife would find herself standing in the kitchen as if she'd been sleepwalking, which had never been an issue. This happened a lot. The figure would terrorize my kids at night by standing over them or pacing the doorway. Our dogs would always growl at what appeared to be nothing. Eventually, everyone cut contact from my mom because she was full on losing it. Me and my sister would constantly fight about the dumbest shit and at times almost came to full-on fistfights. I was dealing with anger outbursts, and I myself began drinking more heavily than anyone had seen me normally. Not a happy home, but we kept trying to stand up to it. A night would crescendo, then the next night or two would be quiet, and we'd start all over again. Other strange things would happen. One evening, I was doing the dishes, and the kitchen sink window looked out on the front door. I looked up because I had heard the door open and see my sister coming in through the front door. It closes and I hear the footsteps of her winter boots coming up to the kitchen, then silence. I wait a minute or two and peek up the corner. There's no one there, no wet boot prints on the hardwood floor, so I check the driveway. Her car is not there and no one is in her room. I honestly have no explanation for what I experienced that evening. Well, that's creepy.
That is creepy.
Eventually, it got so bad my brother's mental health completely died for the deep end despite all the professional help he was given. CPS put him in a state institute after he hid knives under his bed and began making a plan to stab everyone in the house. Probably a good call.
Yeah.
That's some Amityville horror style shit, yeah? My sister moved out shortly after and so did we. The weeks following up to the move were out of the activity. The weeks following up to move out were the activity hit a new level of terror. My wife and youngest, while home alone, heard straight up blood curdling screaming and door slamming by themselves. Other times we would hear loud crashing as if someone was trashing a room. We'd go to said room and nothing had been disturbed at all. The worst for my wife was one night using the bathroom when the door was cracked, she seen a small child come to the door. Thinking it was our youngest, she asked if he was okay. She focused her eyes and the child figure's face was a skeleton. It vanished and she just froze. And to top it off, the day we moved, the river flooded. We moved all of our shit through 2 feet of water at a minimum on a cold spring day. After moving into our new place, it was great. Quiet. All of us slept so good, but I had made a mistake. My wife forgot an old mirror at the old house. So I went and got it, went into our walk-in closet, and son of a bitch, it started up again. I wake up to that large floating black mass in front of the closet door. At the time, I was working 12, so I was tired as hell, and I would say, fuck off, and roll back over. The final straw was one night my wife had seen a small childlike figure run in and out of our closet with the door open. She turned to me in bed, told me, we both at the same time, that fucking mirror. The next morning before I went to work, I tossed that fucking mirror in the dumpster and it stopped. Every now and then, odd shit around here happens, but it's mostly peace and quiet. So now I'll try to break this all down for you. Not a day goes by, my wife and I don't think back to what all happened. It weighs on me the most because I feel I failed my brother, like I let him down. We gave almost everything to help him. My wife and I loved him like a son and treated him with the love a parent should give. That being said, the truth is he needed more help than we can give him, and at the end was oppressing everyone in the house, and the damage my mom dealt did not help one bit. That being said, well, you either learned or put together the pieces of what caused this perfect paranormal shitstorm. First thing we believe is this thing was in the house before we arrived. Second, after I moved out, my mom and sister decided it was a good idea to get a Ouija board
and they contact her parents and or guardians or grandparents.
I want to say that's a bad idea.
The background on this is with my grandparents' sudden unexpected deaths that rocked the whole family. They were the rock, the foundation to everyone. With that, my mom had a lot of regret and self-hatred for not making up for mistakes made with the wrong, for mistakes made and wrongs that were not righted between her and them. In reality, they had forgotten her long ago and then were always around watching after the death. Wait a minute. In reality, they had forgiven her. Sorry, not forgotten. In reality, they had forgiven her long ago and were always around watching after death. My mom could never allow herself to believe that, rather sinking deeper into the darkness. How do I know this, do you ask? My wife. For example, before all this happened, I never told my wife what had happened to my grandparents. My grandfather showed her. She described in detail what happened. Shit she could have never known. So she tried to act as a medium for my mom by delivering a message from them. I don't want to sound crazy, trying to keep it as simple as possible, but once you live and see these things that seem to defy reality as you know, it's difficult to share with those that have not lived it. Getting back on track, we believe them messing with that board gave the entity the opening to feed on. Going back to when my wife said it was as if it was wearing a mask, I believe that was her seeing through its facade, the facade it was using to attack my mom. Before this all went on, my mom had confided in me nightmares she was having of my grandfather, nightmares of him chasing her and other terrible shit. We think it was even impersonating him, even in her dreams. I could never get much else out of her regarding what else she had seen. Really, in the end, what had happened was that the darkness was always in my mom, but whatever was in the house fed off and pushed her over the edge and ultimately affecting everyone for the rest of our lives. Thanks for reading. If you believe this or not, that's up to you, but it helps me and my wife to express what we went through for 3 years. It almost broke us, but in the end, we came out stronger and closer than ever. By the way, it took me 2 days to bring all this together, and I was stone cold sober through it all.
Damn.
Yeah, he doesn't like to say sober from what I know of him. He's a day drinker.
I don't blame him.
Keep up the good work, boys. Hurry the hell up with my Team Armand shirt. It's on the way, Pally. I talked to our guy. It's on the way. He's one of the people that ordered the Team Armand. There's been no Team Everett shirts.
Of course not.
Anyway, fuck Everett and Team motherfucking Armand.
Yes.
Eric is irrelevant.
Great guy.
Eric is what? He didn't say that, did he?
No, but I mean, you're not mentioned, so you're pretty much irrelevant. Oh.
Who cares? Yeah, a cipher.
Thanks for sharing your story with us, Anthony.
Midwest, that's some Midwest Anthony.
You want to break off and do another one today? Because we've got...
Yeah. Let's
with messages and voicemails and the rest of the emails. Show, yeah, we got another show.
I need a break anyway. So, guys out there,
it's hard not to believe that story.
That one's good.
That's in such detail. Yeah. It's amazing.
You can see me. I'm kind of. I don't know if it's from the reading or the subject matter, but it was hard to read. Like, it's creepy.
Yeah, what he went through and with mother, man. That's so. Let me get this straight. Was it the grandparents that were?
They died in a car crash.
Yeah.
They had tried to contact the grandparents with the Ouija board.
Right.
But the Ouija board ended up acting as a way to allow whatever this entity, which he believes was in the house before them.
Not his grandfather.
Oh,
okay.
It had impersonated his grandfather, so he believes.
His grandfather's kind of on his side, right?
Basically attacked the mom, for what it sounds like.
Yeah, but wasn't the grandfather trying to protect the mother? Is that because that's an interesting, I've never, you would think, because like if the ghost was already there, the grandfather's trying to protect the mother. You would think it would.
Well, the ghost would predate the grandfather at that point.
Right, but the grandfather's a ghost too. And he's trying to protect the family from the other ghosts.
I'm going to have to reread this. You guys ready? Let's reread the whole thing right now.
No.
Don't too long?
That was a long one.
That was a long one.
Well, I think that would have been like a great call-in.
Yeah, I'd like to hear him tell us that
Native, you out there?
In person.
Yeah, Native, he was. Yeah, he's here. He's definitely here. He's right there. He just said, yeah.
He tried. So Grandpa did try. Okay.
Yeah. Grandpa tried to protect her.
Yep. Man, that's fucking crazy.
That's a... Boy, oh boy.
All right, let's
the next one won't be social show for.
It'll be part social, but mostly we'll be continuing the emails.
Continuing the emails
and whatnot. Well, if we have some time at the end, we'll play some voicemails. Otherwise, we'll save voicemails for next week.
Oh yeah, next week could be an all voicemail social.
You never know. All right, guys, check out our website, SerialTalkPodcast.com. Notice we got a couple new banners for the store. That's SerialTalkPodcast.com/store. A bunch of t-shirts and shit. We're gonna be adding hats, hoodies, and other cool little knick-knacky stuff.
The cereal. The lunchbox.
Surreal Talk, the merchandise. Yeah, it's kind of a fucking Spaceballs thing if we had to explain it to you.
Is that what that's from?
Yes.
I didn't get that one either.
Yeah. No. See, Armand, you just don't know anything that's funny.
I didn't
anymore.
Like Spaceballs.
How could you not like it? Did you like Blazing Saddles or Young Frankenstein?
Scotty blamed me twice last week.
You don't like any more?
I like the producers.
Well, that was a good one.
I don't
one,
think but... it never topped that one. And that was just funny. The rest is just farting.
What's coming out of its nose?
Farting around a...
Spaceballs!
Oh, God. That's funny.
Fuck yeah, that's funny, Armand.
Oh, shit.
There goes the planet. Yeah, there goes the planet.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It was the monkeys from Planet of the Apes saying that. It was so good.
Cornelius.
Oh,
and what was the gal's name?
Dr. Zaius.
No, what was the gal's name, though?
Not Bright Eyes, but Bright Eyes' old lady, or the female ape? What was her
name? Yeah, the female ape. What was her name?
What was her name?
In Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Sarah?
No.
Was it? Hold on. This doesn't matter. We'll catch you guys here in about 10, 15 minutes.
What was her fucking name, though?
All right. Yeah, Planet of the Apes. Let's figure this out, because now if people are listening, they're going to wonder.
She was played by the gal. She won the Academy Award for...
Get your hands off me, you damn! It was
take
Zira.
Your dirty
you
paws
damn
off
dirty
me,
ape.
You damn dirty ape!
Damn dirty
ape!
Zira, are you sure?
Yeah,
Zira, right?
Kim Hunter.
Yeah, she won the old ones.
She won the Academy Award for *Streetcar Named Desire*. She's best supporting actress.
You know the sequels
wasn't
of those
more
movies
than
were all kind
of
poop
in the back of the day. Wasn't
no,
it more
I like
than one
I like Beneath
the
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, there was a Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
No, and back in the day though, was it just one?
No, there were five. Yeah. Planet of the Apes, Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Battle for the
Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Conquest.
Battle for the Planet of the Apes. There were five of them.
Was there another female ape that's name was not Zira?
Zira, I think her name was. Dr. Zira.
Beneath, Battle for Conquest, Escape from.
Escape, yeah.
Yeah. That's whenever they came to
modern
day times.
Was that with modern? Ricardo Montalban? Was Armando?
Was he in that one?
Yeah. Well, he's in one of them. I think he was in the third one.
He was in that one.
Escape from the Planet of the Apes. Only one of them didn't have Roddy McDowall in it, too.
He was in that one, too, though.
Yeah, he wasn't in the third one, I think. He wasn't, or maybe the second one.
Yeah, who knows? All right, guys, we'll catch you here in a few out there on YouTube land. Otherwise, just download the next episode, and we'll see you in a few. It is not a social show. It is a continuation, so
it's a continuation show.
It's a continuation show. We'll see
you
there.
Wearing the same clothes.
Light him, mate.
Get a drink.
Clear for stream.
We'll see you guys here in a few minutes.
In just a few minutes.
Catch you.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.